Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 21st. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. We're in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22. We'll finish up chapter 22 today by reading verses 54 through 71. And then we'll go over to Psalm 148, which extols all of the creation to praise the Lord. First, from Luke's Gospel, we'll read about Peter denying Jesus. This is a hard passage to read. And then we'll read about Jesus being mocked and blasphemed. I didn't know that word in reference to me blaspheming another person. I've heard of blasphemy of God, but I looked it up in the dictionary and it means to speak in a way that shows irreverence for God or for something sacred, or to revile and abuse. And that's exactly what the men who were holding Jesus in custody were doing. They were mocking him and they were striking him and making fun of him. Starting in verse 54, then they seized him and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" And they said many things against him, blaspheming him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes. And they led him away to their council and said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." So they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." I want to go back to verse 69, where Jesus says that he will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. This should be pretty familiar if you come to Mountain Brook Baptist often, because we recite the Apostles' Creed each week and we say that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. What is the right hand? It's the place of honor and status. It's a reminder that Jesus Christ has all power and sovereignty. He is ruler over all, and that's our God shot for today. Whatever we are facing, we can know that we do not face it alone, but the sovereign one, the one who went all the way to the cross and did not forsake God's will, but entrusted himself fully to the Father's purposes. He is now seated at the right hand of God and is interceding on our behalf. As we move to the Psalms, I want you to be thinking about the ways that the world around us, God's creation, sings of the beauty and the majesty and the power and the glory of God. And at the end of the podcast, I'm going to read some lyrics from a beautiful hymn, "All Creatures of Our God and King." And when the author of this hymn was writing the hymn, I believe that he probably had Psalm 148 in mind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beast and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here are some of the lyrics of All Creatures of Our God and King. It says, All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softest gleam, oh praise Him. Verse 2, Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, thou rising morn and praise rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice. And then in verse 3, talks about how we, as mankind, come in with praise as well. All ye men of tender heart, forgiving others, take your part. Ye who long pain and sorrow bear, praise God, on Him cast your care. This is a beautiful reminder that the sun and the moon and the evening lights and young men and maidens together, old men and children are all called to praise the name of the Lord. Will you pray with me? We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you for Jesus, who now is seated at your right hand and is interceding on our behalf. We thank you for the fellowship of faith. We thank you for the global Christian church. We ask, Lord, that you would receive praise and honor from each of us today, and that our hearts might be filled with gratitude for who you are and what you do, for your works are mighty, and you are mighty to save. We love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.